reports from the standing committee. Hey, we got it. Reports from the standing committee.
February 20, 2018, Mr. President, Committee Number 3, to whom was referred Senate Joint Resolution 4, Public School Financing, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Case, Ellis, Kinski, and Peterson. No, Senator Wasserberger. Senator Peterson, Chairman. Mr. President, February 21st, 2018, Mr. President, Committee Number 1, to whom was referred Senate File 57, Board of Law Examiners Appointment, Supreme Court Rules, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Anselmi Dalton, Christensen, Hicks, Kinski, and Nethercott. Senator Christensen, Chairman. February 21, 2018, Mr. President, Committee Number 1, to whom was referred Senate File 30, Notice of Hearing to Reopen an Estate Amendments, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Anselmi Dalton, Christensen, Hicks, Kinski, and Nethercott. Senator Christensen, Chairman.
Bills on second reading, as soon as we get them up here. Senate File 15, second reading of the bill.
Senate File 15, Large Project Account Modifications.
Senate File 15, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Next bill is Senate File 22.
Senate File 22, Orders of Protection Revisions.
Senate File 22, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall a bill be read for a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so moved. So ordered. Senate File 40.
Senate File 40, Commercial Air Service Improvement.
Senate File 40. Yes, Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I mentioned yesterday about the economic study in this bill, and I have received that study, and I'm grateful for that, but I challenge some of the presumptions of the study. It doesn't mean that this isn't a good program or that on the balance it is a successful economic effort, but the study's not very good, and I'll tell you a couple of reasons why. One of the assumptions in the study is that on the subsidized routes, that the people that fly on that route would not come to Wyoming, they wouldn't find an alternative way to get to Wyoming. And so all of the economic activity established by the visitors that come on those flights and leave to Wyoming is included. All of their expenditures, everything, if we didn't do that, they wouldn't come to Wyoming. Or they wouldn't come to Wyoming to a different airport. I want to point that out. So, and I think that's pretty inappropriate. Leads to inflated analysis. The other thing is I never could derive the multipliers that they use, but they talk about many times in the context. Multipliers don't work that way, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, because we have tremendous leakage in Wyoming. When you buy a good or service, unfortunately, a lot of the money that you spend in the next round leaks out of the state because a lot of our stuff comes from out of state, a lot of services come from out of state. So we don't have, unfortunately, as big a multiplier. If you ever see a multiplier for Wyoming that's bigger than like 1.5, be suspicious because it's just not very feasible. Finally, they also attribute items that are costs of providing air service as benefits. So some expenditures by government and other things to support airlines, that's actually costing government money, and that's on the cost side. We'd be ahead if we didn't have to buy those, but they are attributing as benefits. For those three reasons, I would ask you just completely forget about the 1 to 24 times in the study. I'm not saying that it's not a net positive thing, but I'm saying we should never accept studies like this and use them in this manner. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Senate File 40, having been read two separate times, question is, shall bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Senate File 41.
Senate File 41, Organ Donation Promotion Task Force.
Senate File 41, having been read two separate times. The question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Senate File 42.
Senate File 42, Professional Licensing, Applicant Criminal Records.
Senate File 42, having been read two separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Senate File 55.
Senate File 55, Water Development Account 3.
Senate File 55, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Senate File 60.
Senate File 60, Wyoming Women's Suffrage Pathway, Highway Designation.
Senate File 60, having been read two separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Senate File 69.
Senate File 69, 2018 Large Project Funding.
Senate File 69, having been read two separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Senate File 8080.
Senate File 80, Vulnerable Adults.
Senate File 80, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read for a third time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Senate File 112.
Senate File 112, Retirement Center and Pioneer Home.
Senator Agar.
Mr. Vice President, I was asked yesterday to find out how many residents are currently in the Pioneer Home and how many people it employed. I got that information last night. There's currently 60 residents and it employs 35 people within the community of Thermopolis. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Agar. Senate File 112, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Senate File 116.
Senate File 116, Retirement Income Security Task Force 2.
Senate File 116, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it is so ordered. Bills on third reading and final passage. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, you have a consent list.
As a matter of fact, but you should ask, Mr. Vice President, I do have a consent list. Mr. Vice President, I move the third reading consent list in the Senate today, which reads as follows. Senate File 13, School Facility Property Insurance. Senate File 18, Orphan Site Remediation Funding. Senate File 24, Court Information Technology Equipment. Senate File 25, Corrections, Exception to Defense of Habitation Law. Senate File 26, Nationwide Multi-State Licensing System, Collection Agencies. Senate File 27, Excise Tax Audits. Senate File 36, Veterans Tuition Program Limits. Senate File 50, Collection of State Financial Obligations. Senate File 70, Revisor's Bill. And Senate File 75, Biological Products Pharmacies.
Would any senator like a bill removed from the consent list? Having been... So the consent list is Senate File 13, School Facility Property Insurance, Senate File 18, Orphan Site Remediation Funding, Senate File 24, Court Information Technology Equipment, Senate File 25, Corrections, Exceptions to Defense of Habitation Law, Senate File 26, Nationwide Multi-State Licensing System Collection Agencies, Senate File 27, Excise Tax Audits, Senate File 36, Veterans Tuition Program Limits, Senate File 50, Collection of State Financial Obligations, Senate File 70, Revisor's Bill, Senate File 75, Biological Products Pharmacies. Would any senator like any of these removed from the consent list? Roll call for on the consent list. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
On the consent list, Agar?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Excused. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer excused. Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Perkins, aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebap?
Aye.
Meyer, aye. On the consent list, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 13, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 13, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 18, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 18, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 24, are there any changes? Case aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 24, 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. Senate File 25, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 25, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 26, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 26, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 27, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 27, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 36, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 36, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 50, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 50, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 70, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 70, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 75, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 75, 29 aye, 1 no. I'm sorry. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, Senate File 13, School Facility Property Insurance, Senate File 18, Orphan Site Remediation Funding, Senate File 24, Court Information Technology Equipment, Senate File 25, Corrections Exemptions to Defensive Habitation Law, Senate File 26, Nationwide and Multi-State Licensing System Collection Agencies, Senate File 27, Excise Tax Audits, Senate File 36, Veterans Tuition Program Limits, Senate File 50, Collection of State Financial Obligations, Senate File 70, Revisor's Bill, and Senate File 75, Biological Products Pharmacies, have passed the Senate. Senate Joint Resolution 2, third reading of the Senate Joint Resolution.
Senate Joint Resolution 2, 150th anniversary of the 1868 Treaty of Fort Laramie, sponsored by Senator Ellis, a joint resolution to commemorate the sesquicentennial of the signing of the 1868 Treaty of Fort Laramie.
We do have a third reading amendment. Will the reading clerk please read that in?
Third reading amendment number 1, page 7, line 18.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate Joint Resolution 2 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. Mr. President, we've had some really great discussion about the verbiage of this particular resolution, and I think it's important for us to get it right. You know, looking at the historical context of what some of these tribes have been through, you know, there was a massive dispossession of land. There were events in our history, such as Wounded Knee, that continue to affect how just the sentiment of some of these tribes. And so I think we really need to strike the right tone. And the original intent of this bill really was to commemorate the event. And I said, as I said in my opening remarks, we are very deliberately not using the word celebrate because some of the things that flowed from the signing of this treaty weren't always pleasant. So, Mr. Chairman, I bring to you this resolution, and it would delete the second reading amendment adopted. And it might be a bit confusing, so I thought I'd just read it to you in total. That section would say that the Wyoming legislature commemorates the 150th anniversary of the signing of the 1868 Treaty of Fort Laramie by educating people about the treaty and the history of this nationally significant place. And, Mr. Chairman, after reading the second amendment that we adopted a little more thoroughly, you know, I think it was a little limiting in that it invited indigenous nations, the homesteaders and ranchers, and the military to participate. Mr. President, I think we need to invite everyone who is interested in the history to participate. So, really, this is an attempt to just strike the right balance and have the language we want in this resolution, and I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Further discussion? We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate Joint Resolution 2. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That third reading amendment has passed. Further discussion on the bill? There being none, Senate Joint Resolution, having read three separate times, the question is, shall the Joint Resolution pass the Senate? Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
Aye.
Aye. Christensen.
Aye.
Aye. Coe.
Aye.
Dockstetter excused. Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert.
Aye.
Aye. Hicks.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer.
Aye.
Aye. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Aye. Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate Joint Resolution 2, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate Joint Resolution 2, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, Senate Joint Resolution 2 has passed the Senate. I'm getting that right, members of the Senate. I'm not saying House anymore. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk. Oh, wait a minute. We have, no, that does clear the desk. Okay, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Senator Perkins.
Thank you. I'm glad you have a clear desk, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate resolve itself in committee a whole for consideration of bills on general file.
You heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. Senator Case, are you wishing to be recognized? Oh, you're on. Senator Case, you are the man.
Are you bringing me?
One. You got me. She's all yours.
Thank you very much.
Committee of the Whole will please come to order. The first file for our consideration is Senate File 56. The reading clerk will please read the file.
Senate File 56, Real Property as a Collateral Bond, an Act Relating to Environmental Quality, sponsored by Senator Von Flatern, was referred to Committee Number 9, which returned a committee recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Anderson, Coe, Perkins, Rothfuss, and Von Flatern. Senator Von Flatern, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the file. What is your pleasure, Senator Von Flatern?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Microphone would be nice, wouldn't it, Senator?
Microphone would be nice.
There you go.
I move when the Committee of the Whole rises to report that it do so with a favorable consideration of Senate File 156, Real Property as Collateral Bond. And I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, I'm a little behind the eight ball here. So you go to page 2, and this subsection shall not – so the new language is, this subsection shall not apply to collateral bonds issued pursuant to subsection G of this section. And then you go down to G, and it says the council may consistent with the requirements of 30 CFR, promulgate rules and regulations that allow the administrator to accept real property posted as collateral bond without separate surety. So what this means is non-mined land – can be put up for your reclamation bonding. And they already have been doing this and then just suddenly realized they didn't actually have it written in statute that they could. So they have about $27 million that they've taken as other lands, non-mine lands, but other lands as collateral for their bonding on their reclamation. So right now this would allow them to do that, what they've been doing all along. I hate to admit this. But the Attorney General noticed that they didn't have the authorization in statute. So that's what this does, and I stand for questions, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any questions? Are there any questions for the chairman? Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question is on Senator Von Flatern's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with a do pass recommendation on Senate File 56. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Senate File 56 has passed Committee of the Whole. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 62. The reading clerk will please read the file.
Senate File 62, Omnibus Water Bill Planning, an Act Relating to Water Development Projects, sponsored by the Water Committee, was referred to Committee Number 5, which returned a committee recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Barnard, Emmerich, Hicks, Meyer, and Moniz, Senator Hicks, Chairman, was re-referred to Committee Number 2, which returned a committee recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Burns, Dockstader, Driscoll, Hastert, and Landon, Senator Burns, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the file. What is your pleasure, Senator Hicks?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when the Committee of the Whole rise and report that it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 62 do pass. Mr. Chairman, for an explanation of the bill.
There is a standing committee amendment. I think, I'm not seeing it. I don't see it. There was not one. There is. There's something else in the little prize.
You got it, Dave.
Nope. No standing committee amendment.
That's 84.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not aware of it. That's 67. This is Senate File.
This is Senate File 62. Okay, never mind. Senator Hicks, are you going to yield or are you going to explain this to us?
Mr. Chairman, I will explain the bill.
Go ahead.
Now that the confusion's all been erased.
Well, Appropriations Committee always kind of does that a little bit. Go ahead, Senator Hicks.
Anyway, Mr. Chairman, you will have, if you'll pick up, you have a copy. I'm going to work off the cheat sheet for an expedited and much clearer version of the bill. So on your desk, you should have a cheat sheet that we use in Select Water Committee and also in the Standing Committee. So I'm going to run across the top of this. For the purposes of the discussion here, just disregard tab. The next one's bill page describes where the project is in the bill itself. Describes the level one projects, new developments, the next place and location. WWD1 is Water Development Account 1, Water Development Account 2, Water Development Account 3, and then just a short description of the project. So on the bill, Mr. Chairman, if we go into the first section in the bill is deals with level one water projects for new development. The first project is the Bedford Water Supply Project in Lincoln County, $100,000. Big Sandy Watershed Study in Fremont, Sublette, and Sweetwater County, $275,000. Horse Creek Watershed Study, $284,000. Lower Laramie River Watershed Study, $290,000. Middle Bighorn River Watershed Study, $300,000. Osage Water Master Plan, $190,000 in Weston County. Poposia Watershed Study, Phase 2, $235,000. RBP GIS data model implementation is a statewide program for $115,000. Next one is the stream stats, phase 1 and 2, $240,000. Water supply index is another statewide study for $170,000. Saratoga Watershed Master Plan in Carbon County, $175,000. Sheridan Wildfire Hazard Mitigation Assessment in Johnson and Sheridan Counties, for $165,000, Sheridan Water Master Plan for $250,000, then the University of Wyoming Water Research Programs. That is the total in Level 1 projects under new development for a total cost of $3,074,150. Next section on your bill, it's built as a page starting on page 4. This is Level 2 feasibility studies for new development projects. It's Fontenelle Dam and the Outworks infrastructure completion in Lincoln and Sweetwater counties for $750,000 to start the National Environmental Policy Act review on that project. Glendale Reservoir full utilization on the Platte River, $750,000 again for NEPA. Green River Rock Springs Joint Powers Board Pump Station and Transmission Project in Sweetwater County, $180,000 as a feasibility study. Lander Test Well Study in Fremont County for $2,340,000 for groundwater exploration. Little Snake River Valley Municipal Watershed, or Water Supply, excuse me, in Carbon County is $135,000. Total appropriation under Water Development Account 1 for Level 2 feasibility studies is $4,155,000. If we move to down in the next section, Level 2 feasibility studies, this is for rehabilitation of existing water projects. Starts on page 5 of the bill, is the Big Laramie River Oasis Ditch Diversion Rehabilitation in Albany County for $95,000. Hanover Irrigation District Bighorn Flume Replacement in Washakie County for $65,000. Silver Lake Dam in Sublette County for $250,000. Total cost for that is $410,000 under rehabilitation. Level 2 projects for dams and reservoirs. This is the beginning of the Cheyenne Municipal Storage Phase 1 in Laramie. This comes out of Account 3, which is dams and reservoirs, for $330,000 as a feasibility study. Total on that is $330,000 out of account 3. Level 2 projects for dams and reservoirs, the Clear Creek Storage in Johnson County. This is just an extension. There's already an appropriation due to some other issues out there. They're just asking for a time extension on the existing appropriation. Same thing with the Norwood Storage River, Project on Alkali Creek and Bighorn and Washakie is a time extension. Shell Valley Storage, Leverett Reservoir, and Bighorn County is a time extension. And then we go into the next section, is under special and general appropriations. There's appropriated $175,000, the University Office of Water Research Programs, and then also the Platte River Recovery Implementation Program is $3.1 million. That's to provide regulatory assurances for water users on the Platte River for endangered species. That's a 13-year program extension, and then we have the Lake Desmet Facilities Acquisition. That's actually a reversion of $200,000 back to the account. Mr. Chairman, total expenditures under Water Development Account 1 and the planning bill is $10,304,150. Appropriations under Account 2 for rehab is $410,000. And then the dams and reservoir section is $330,000. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'd stand for any questions on the bill.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, my question is going to be particularly with the newer projects. What are the spending implications for what we're doing right now, not the next biennium, but the biennium after that? Have there been any projections on that? And, Mr. Chairman, the reason I ask that is that if we can't get our spending under control, we're going to run out of money in our reserve accounts during that biennium. And my memory is that in a previous bust, we raided water development accounts to balance the state budget. And I don't fully trust my memory as to whether that was actually done or merely considered. But I think there are implications there. So I want to know what are the implications of what we're doing now in terms of the demand on that account as you get really 4 years plus out from now.
Thank you, Senator Scott. Anybody else? Anybody else have questions? Senator Bebout.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. While we're talking about questions on the watershed portion of this, and if the sponsor of this could talk a little bit about that. You know, we're doing a lot more of these watershed studies. And, you know, I understand where we're up to and what we're doing, but the demand's kind of what my colleague from Natrona County is talking about. We do these studies and we have these projects out there that need to be completed. What are we trying to commit ourselves, or what are we committing ourselves potentially to in the future, and maybe walk through one of these where we start with the first initial phase and ultimately what we end up doing?
Senator Hicks, you want to take it now or you want to let him pile on more?
Mr. Chairman, I got broad shoulders, but I would still, rather than collapse under the weight of all the questions, rather handle them sequentially.
You got it.
All right, Mr. Chairman. So to answer my good colleague to the left of me from Natrona County, demand on the account, clearly we're kind of seeing a steady demand on the account. Really, we're not seeing any significant increases. These studies, a lot of them never get to the point where they come to fruition from a standpoint. That is the purpose of the study, is to determine whether the project should move forward, whether it's economically or engineering feasibility. So I don't see that that's going to change much. As far as the discussion on the rate on the count, the rate on the account started last year. And so we've already diverted in this budget $13.4 million out of account one to fund the Board of Control. So the rate is already on. It's in the budget. There was a rate last year that came out. It was a $6.2 million diversion out of account one. So going forward, what that looks like is because we had one-time expenditures last year that we backfilled through the Buffalo Bill account and backfilled $7 million out of that account. We've been whole, but as you project this and go forward, we get out a year from now, and by 2 years out, this program starts to fall off the cliff, because that $13.4 million diversion to the Board of Control is roughly 33% of the revenues that come into account one. So in 2 years, you're going to see a steep decline, basically going to cut almost in half the money available for this program. Hope that answers the center. And just one other thing to talk about the rate, and my good friend talked about historically. So the current diversion is funding the Board of Control. The Board of Control was a constitutionally organized entity when we adopted statehood in 1890. Since 1890, the Board of Control has been funded out of general fund money. The only time that the Board of Control was not funded out of general fund money was was 10 years there, I believe, from 94 to 2005. That was at the end of before the coal bed methane come on. You know, we were looking at income taxes. We were broke. We didn't have the LISRA, the BRA, the SPA, all these other accounts. There was none of that existed back then. The state was technically broke, had no savings. At that time, for that 10-year period, there was a diversion that funded the Board of Control out of account one. Other than that 10-year period in our history, is the only time that the Board of Control has not been funded as a general fund agency. Mr. Chairman, now to answer the President's question on these watershed studies. Primarily, the follow-up in as far as expenditures that come out of the watershed studies go into the small water project program account. Most of these watershed studies aren't necessarily keyed up to look at large projects, either irrigation rehab or municipal projects. They're more of a land use planning tool that look at small stuff. So what we typically see is these studies are completed, and once these studies are completed, almost 80% of the state of Wyoming will have been covered by a level one watershed study. We would anticipate that as we complete these studies, you're going to start to see small incremental increases in the amount of money that goes into the small water project program. But I would tell you that total appropriation is only about $2.5 million, so it's fairly insignificant in the context of the overall water development program. Hope that answers questions.
Thank you, Senator. Anybody else? Any other questions? Any other questions? Seeing none, the question is on Senator Hicks' motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, that it do so with a do-pass recommendation on Senate File 62. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Senate File 62 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 67. The reading clerk will please read the file.
Senate File 67, Wyoming Public Lands Day, an act relating to state holidays and observances, sponsored by Senator Christensen, was referred to Committee Number 12, which returned a committee recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Bebout, Hastert, Perkins, Rothfuss, and Von Flatern. Senator Bebout, Chairman.
Mr. Vice President, would you like to move the bill?
I move when the Committee of the Whole, microphone's on. I move when the Committee of the Whole rises to report that it do so with a favorable consideration of Senate File 67 and there is a standing committee amendment. Could we have that read in now?
Senate File 67, Standing Committee Amendment Number 1, page 1, above line 1.
Mr. Vice President?
And I move Standing Committee Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 67. And to explain this bill, would you please call upon Senator Christensen?
Go ahead, Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Hold on. You were on for a second. Now you're on. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the Senate, Senate File 67, a bill that came as a result of citizens' request for an opportunity to kind of celebrate and recognize the value of Wyoming's public lands and what it really means to the people across this great state. This bill down in paragraph or in line 11 of page 1, it goes into it. It says, in tribute to the importance of public lands in the state, the third Saturday in May of each year is designated as Public Lands Day, and appropriate observance may be held by the public and in all public schools of the state. There's no appropriation, there's no hard and fast ordering of any particular actions, so this really is just an opportunity for us to celebrate something for a proclamation and so forth. There has been an amendment that brings in, and let's just put it down where it's actually going to apply, down on line 13, where we delete Public Lands Day and insert multiple use of Public Lands Day. And this was to recognize the fact that, and along with the original tension, these lands are for all of us. They belong to everyone out here, and we all enjoy them and appreciate them. So first I'd like to move that amendment, if I could.
I believe it's been moved, but
it got called for the vote.
Let's have some discussion on the amendment. Discussion on the amendment. Any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none. The question is on the Standing Committee Amendment to Senate File 67. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. I would be a no. But back to you, Senator Christensen. Any further discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Driscoll.
This is a holistic bill. It's as good as it gets.
Anybody else? Anybody else on Senate File 67? Seeing none, the question is on Senator Von Flatern's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report that it do so with a do-pass recommendation on Senate File 67. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Senate File 67 is passed Committee of the Whole. Next file for our consideration is Senate File 79. The reading clerk will please read the file.
Senate File 79, Vertical Takeoff and Landing Aircraft Regulation, an act relating to Aeronautics, sponsored by Senator Dockstader, was referred to Committee No. 9, which returned a committee recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Anderson, Coe, Perkins, Rothfuss, and Von Flatern. Senator Von Flatern, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the file. What is your pleasure, Senator Von Flatern?
I move when the Committee of the Whole rises to report that it do so with a favorable consideration of Senate File 79. There is a standing committee amendment. I ask that it be read in at this time.
Senate File 79, Standing Committee Amendment Number 1, page 2, line 11.
And I move Standing Committee Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 79, and I ask that you call on Senator Dockstader to explain.
Senator Dockstader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 79, vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. Members of the Senate, we kind of ventured into this world last year with a piece of legislation back in 2017, kind of laid the groundwork. VTOL's kind of that rapidly developing name we're using for vertical takeoff and landing. This is a new vehicle out there that we're not talking just these little drone-type vehicles that are going up and down. We got companies that are actually now manufacturing them in the early stages and doing test runs with them that carry people, maybe 4, 6, 12 people. And they're kind of a point A to point B vehicle. For example, in Cheyenne, if this would develop, you'd jump in one of these in Cheyenne, do a regular scheduled route into a DIA. And that's kind of the conferences that are out there now. They're looking for short run situations. I'll get back to that in just a minute. We laid the groundwork last year with a bill that established specific language for VTOL in Wyoming, and that opened opportunities for a presentation at a conference in Dallas and later over in my country in Star Valley, and I'm going to tell you about those in just a moment. First, an overview of SF-79. We direct the Aeronautics Commission to set up the rules for VTOL in Wyoming. We amend the provisions we started with in 2017. We asked YDOT to seek any federal funding that could possibly be involved, and we address the marketing aspect if that's necessary. Under the definitions on page 2, we include the change noting the VTOL can be piloted or autonomous. We brought the change after that conversation with those who are developing the aircraft. And if it's all right with you, Mr. Chairman, I would we've already had the amendment moved, correct?
We have.
So what we're doing with that is just simply after the committee viewed it, we felt like we needed to explain the language, do a little better job with an explanation of language, so we moved in the word rotorcraft. But with that, I'd ask for a vote, Mr. Chairman, if it be approved by you to approve the amendment, then I can continue on.
The question is on the amendment. Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the Standing Committee Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 79, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Amendment's carried. Back to you, Senator Dockstader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That took care of definitions. Under the directions to the Commission regarding the rules and regulations on page 2 and 3, we include VTOL along with the directions provided for standard aircraft. As for investigations and hearings, the VTOL language is added on page 4. Low-flying and water access is also included on page 4 and 5. In summary, members of the Senate, this directs the Aeronautics Commission to promulgate the rules and regs regarding these vehicles. There are amendments addressing the specific VTOL language. There's direction to seek and coordinate federal funding along with coordinating marketing and advocacy efforts, and a note for an immediate effective date. Now, let me take you back, if it's okay, Mr. Chairman, and explain those two conferences. When we did that legislation last year, that kind of set us up, that put us into the world of VTOL. And they had one of the major companies hosted a major conference in Dallas, and our governor was asked to present at that conference. He had to do it by on the big screens, like you see with some of the major companies. They have a speaker on the stage and then the big screens. I was invited down to introduce the governor on the stage. I thought it was going to be a small event. I walked in, and it was a big event there in Dallas. And that's how rapidly changing this industry is. People are interested. The big companies are interested. We had the representatives from the governor's office there who could meet with all the companies, and I got up on stage, introduced the governor, and he gave a great presentation on the state of Wyoming and why it could be considered for development and manufacturing of these vehicles here in Wyoming, explaining that we had all the right conditions. We had the wind, we had the mountains, we had the water, we had all the right terrain, all the conditions to test these vehicles in. That also gave us an opportunity to invite these folks, these big companies, out for a look at Wyoming. We brought them out to and based them out of Star Valley. Had the governor came out to Alpine and met with them. We had a conference there, several speakers. We took a break from the conference, went up to Afton, where we've been manufacturing airplanes since late 1940s. We know a little bit about aviation out there in the far west. And we showed them our facilities, how we're still manufacturing planes to this day that are adapted to mountain climates and mountain flying. And they were impressed. It was a good conference. So two spinoffs from that legislation last year, the conference in Dallas and then the conference in Star Valley with key members of the industry who are out there trying this. And if you've been watching the news, some of them are already doing test flights with these vehicles. They can be manned in terms of, it's possible for a pilot, but they are actually designed for like a regular drone with people where the computer programs it, flies it from point A to point B. At the Dallas conference, they were saying how much this would shave off the time from travel from DIA or Dallas-Fort Worth into downtown Dallas for meetings. In our committee meeting, they were saying, quite honestly, the route is short enough. You could have connections between Cheyenne and DIA, Denver. We talked about Seattle and how hard it is to get in and out of the city. These are short runs, point A to point B, computer programmed. This piece of legislation is the work of several people, governor's office, myself, people in the industry, making sure that we have the right language and ultimately making sure that we're positioning Wyoming to be a part of this rapidly developing market. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Questions for Senator Dockstader? Questions, comments on the bill? Seeing none, are you ready for the question? The question is on Senator Von Flatern's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with a do-pass recommendation on Senate File 79. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Senate File 79 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 84. Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll move the Committee of the Whole rise and report.
You've all heard the motion. What is your pleasure? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Reading clerk, please read the Committee of the Whole report.
Mr. President, your Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration bills on general file, begs leave to report as follows. Senate File 56, do pass. Senate File 62, do pass. Senate File 67, do pass, amended. Senate File 79, do pass, amended. Senator Case, Chairman.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, I move for adoption of the Committee of the Whole report.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried, and that report is adopted. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand in recess until 1:30 p.m.
Announcements.
What's that?
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, after we've come back at the lunch recess, your committee number two, Appropriations, will be meeting down in, L55, which is the JAC room, where we will take up Senate File 99, State Fairgrounds Horse Racing Events Re-Referred, Senate File 119, Workforce Development and Priority Economic Sector Program Re-Referred, 120, Government Efficiency Project Re-Referred, and Senate File 49, Disposition of State Land Revenue Re-Referred.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Committee number 12, Rules, meet at 11 a.m. this morning. As soon as we get back from the funeral, Jonah Room, S-19, to consider Senate File 117, School Finance Amendment 3, Senate File 118, Kickstart Wyoming Economic Diversification, and Senate File 111, Property Taxation, Digital Currency. And then, following that, we have another committee meeting of the Minerals. Your committee number 9, Minerals and Economic Development. About 15 minutes after noon recess, Jonah Room, S-18, Standard Room, to continue Senate File 108, Economic Diversification and Development, Senate File 51, Wind Energy Facilities Industrial Siting, and Senate File 98, Severance Tax Exemption.
Further announcements? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, before we vote, do you have a comment?
Yes, just reminding folks that the buses over to Larry's funeral are going to be out here in the front of the and catch right over there. So, and then they'll ride them back. So, see you at 1:30. Thank you.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. The Senate shall stand in recess until 1:30 p.m. this afternoon.